Welcome to the Memoirs of Her. This is your host, Indira Mendes, on the Memoirs of Her once again. H is standing for humble, E standing for exquisite, R standing for resilience. Please be advised that this is a podcast session coming to you with an adventurous and humorous life journey of a mysterious woman, including her accounts in life. So tonight's topic is going to be about a gift from on high in disguise. So how many of us could actually think back to when, you know, when we had those special encounters in life where we know that the Most High have given us something that was really special and only we know that, you know, the Most High has granted this opportunity for you to enjoy a gift. Sometimes that gift could be a material possession. It could be just you going to a place and having a wonderful experience. Or it could just be a person that you desire and you ask the Most High to send them into your life and things of that sort. And, you know, it happens. Or just sending the right people that have your best intentions at heart into your life, and the Most High does that. So let's say a lot of times we can get our gifts in disguise, and sometimes it's only for the Most High to basically judge us on the fact of whether we're gonna appreciate what was given from on high, from above, and was given to us below, you know, on earth. So basically, you know, sometimes, you know, when we do get a gift, or sometimes when we have those divine encounters, sometimes it just may seem so regular and, you know, normal, and it's really not. When you realize in the end, you know, what a person came into your life for, or when you realize whatever material possession you have, you realize the value of it, or when you think back to the experience that you had in a certain environment or with someone, and you like, wow, this was something that helped me to grow or help extend me to the next level in life, you know, help me to evolve my mentality, things of that sort. So this is what I'm basically trying to hint at. You know, I know that we all have had those encounters in life, and we can actually go in numbers about how many times it has happened. But I'm just here to highlight that wouldn't it make sense to always be appreciative, always have a sense of gratitude about the smallest things in life, such as just having life in general, being able to wake up and being able to breathe, being able to see the sunlight one more day. These things may seem so small and insignificant, but when you wake up and you are appreciative to the Most High, the universe, whomever, you know, it shows a sense of gratitude and acknowledgement that you know that things could have been different. You know, and it just shows that when you show appreciation and gratitude, the Most High and the universe will send more of that, you know, good things into your life, opposed to you just going through challenges after challenges and, you know, woes and after woes and things of that sort. Not to say that everything is going to always be peaches and creams, because it's not, because sometimes a diamond have to go through a rut, meaning, you know, gotta get burned and, you know, go through the fire and things of that sort. So sometimes we gotta go through challenges in life. Everything is not gonna always be peaches and cream. And it's only for our growth and for us to be better people in life. Okay? So I'm just highlighting that, and I wanted to begin with the fact of turning tuning out the past. And the only reason why I'm saying that, in order for you to be able to acknowledge what is presently happening or what's presently going on in your life or what to expect in the future, is if you do tune out the past and don't allow it to have any relevance to what you are going through presently and for the future. One of the practices that I do is that I try to be present in the moment, try to experience everything in the now, to understand what it's like to just existing for the moment and not just letting each day go by haphazardly, or routine, but just actually feeling, what it's like to wake up in the morning from drinking coffee, enjoying that coffee, waking up, being able to bathe, being able to read, being able to have that sense of peace in the morning that we may create for ourselves, or just being able to interact with someone and you really in tune in it, like in tune with what's happening, the atmosphere, you're interacting with the person, you're really listening to the person, and then it's like, just being present. Because a lot of times we could be doing stuff and we so accustomed to multitasking. We so accustomed to being present in a situation, but our minds are somewhere else, and a lot of times we don't get the chance to really appreciate life in itself or, be able to acknowledge those signs that the Most High may give us when we are and seeking those answers from the On High. Okay, so one of the things I want to say is that in order to tune out your past, you can look at the past as an historical point in life. As we went through a lot of things historically, as far as people, culture, people, nationality, things of that sort, people who have evolved over time, groups of people, and just thinking about your individual self, you've been through things in your past, whether it was good or bad or whatever the case might be. So obviously you are a book in itself. You have historical points, things that you can remember and go back, and think about and things of that sort. Sometimes you might have tools such as videotapes or tape recordings of your past encounters or experiences that you had that were joyful, or sometimes we may not have a recollection of the things that may have happened to us that could have been disastrous. I'm just here to say that when you appreciate the now and you look at your condition and the state that you're in right now, it's like you can appreciate just life in itself and being able to look forward in the future for better days to come. And even if you are a sickly person and you know that your days are numbered, you can also look at it like you lived your life. You lived your life here and you've learned a lot, you've experienced a lot, you met a lot of people, or even if that's not the case, the fact that you had life and that you were here, you were a contribution to how this world evolved through the dynamic of good and bad, the yin yang. Okay, and you could just look back and say that, the people who you may have come across, you may have, spoken to, the things that you, your credentials, you could have gone to school, college, and everything. You can look back and say that you can actually say that you've accomplished a lot in this lifetime. And you can look back and say that, you lived your life to its full according to your perspective and just appreciate it. And just know that we have this life and we have another life. And the people who basically, you were accustomed to in this life, they just got to meet you on the other side. Okay, so it's just life after life, and you're just on a different plane, and it's just something that you have to get ready for. Just like when we were in the birth canal, you know, and I'm our mother's womb, we didn't know what to expect the minute that we were conceived, or what was going to happen in this life, or what we was going to experience, and things of that sort. So, of course, when we move on to the next life, we're going to still have our consciousness and our soul. So while moving on to the next life, you know, you expect the unexpected. And just know that it only gets better based off of the life that you live. If you live the life that was high vibrational, and not low vibrational, but high vibrational, to where you preparing yourself for the next life. Life after life, you know, life after death, or whatever the case might be. When you prepared yourself for that, you'd be able to expect the unexpected and be able to live on continuously. Some people live on in generations, and some people just continuously go on a high plane within the universe. They're just energy, okay? But that's another topic in itself, you know? I don't want to go off tangents. But I just want to say that you matter. You know, like I said, if your days are numbered, and that you made a difference in this world. And then for those who just live in day by day, I want you to be able to look at life differently. Wake up and be more appreciative of the small things. And then even if you are working on something that's small, such as a project, you're working on a business, I want you to be able to appreciate it. Don't be disgraceful, or don't be disgruntled, because when you compare your small beginning to someone else's big dream, okay, and you keep comparing it, and you feeling as though you're not measuring up, don't do that. Appreciate the small beginnings, okay? Don't ever despise small beginnings when you're working on something, because it's only for your greater good and for the development of who and what you are, okay? So I'm just here to encourage you to do that, okay? And then once again, as I said, as a way to tune out the past is to look at the past as a historical point in life, something that you could go back on and say that you've grown from, or something that you can give a testimony to someone else to help them get a breakthrough, or to look at life from a different perspective. You can do that, you know. Something that I've done as a project, something that just, you know, to make me just feel appreciative. A lot of times people use videos. Sometimes people use tape recordings or pictures. But mainly it's video recording, video clips, and pictures that people use as a way to think back or be able to see experiences that they have. However, me, because I love to write, I use the timeline. And in that timeline, I started from 2005, from when I graduated from out of high school, all the way up until this point. I just put down a recollection of things that happened in my life that I can remember, you know, and think back on. So I have this chart, and it may be in storage, but it's still within this year. And I just write down every turning point, every event that has happened in my life. So that way, when I go back to 2005, when I graduate, I can see everything that has happened from 2006, 2007, you know, and just keep, it's like almost like journaling. So that's something that I did, something that I can say that, you know what, I remember when this happened, or I remember when that happened. And I could just think back to like, wow, you know, I could feel like I have something, because like a lot of times, like I said, people think back to, they have pictures, photos, videos, and they can be able to vicariously, you know, live through those videos and photos that they've seen again because of their memory. So I want to be able to just look at it and say, you know what, I may not know how it had took place from, you know, all in details, but I have an idea of what, you know, happened at that time, that point in time, just by what I have written down and being able to, go back to those times and those moments. Okay, so I just wanted to share that, and I just wanted to say I practiced that timeline thing as a historical point for me, and also I also use the timeline method to set goals in what I want to do and what I want to achieve. And I do also use what they call SMART goals. Trust me, you, those SMART goals are so helpful, and it can help you to be able to set small goals that's for, like, you know, probably between weeks, days to a month. That's a short-term goal, to intermediate goals that's longer than 3 to 6 months, or whatever the case might be, or 3 months, I would say. And then long-term goals is when it's for at least 9 months to a year, or more than a year. Those are long-term goals. So knowing your short-term, intermediate, and long-term goals, and using a SMART method, whereas, you know, S stands for being specific with your goals, M stands for the measurement of how you're going to achieve it, actually, step by step. And then A is how you're going to be able to attain those goals. And R is it realistic? Okay, is your goals realistic? And then being able to see, T, standing for timely, are you going to be able to achieve this within a timely manner? So yes, those things are so important. Another factor is tuning out the past, learning to forgive and forget. Now, this is not for people who have, you know, gone through. Okay, so as I was saying before, is that learning to forgive and forget, it's not for people who've been through a tragedy or something that was an unfortunate situation, because sometimes it may be hard, it may be difficult to forget, you know, what has taken place, or if you've been wronged or violated, you know, then it's something that's a little bit different, because then that means that you have to go through a whole therapeutic session, and, you know, sometimes some people need to be medicated because of going through a tragedy or tragic moment in life. You know, sometimes it may be hard to forget, you know, the experience. And like I said, you may need a third party or a third substance to be able to help you to get over the situation. You know, because sometimes I call it that stuck phase, where the person is trying to heal, but then they're not trying to heal. Sometimes they're trying to find coping mechanisms to be able to drown out the issue, but not really acknowledging and dealing with the pinnacle of the issue. So sometimes people try to go through the different coping mechanisms, and it's not really helpful. So the right thing to do is to actually seek help. Seek help. There's nothing wrong with you for seeking help to be able to get through that breakthrough of healing if you need it and you can't do it alone, you know. So one of the things that I'm going to do as I get older, I would say maybe perhaps when I get 38 or 37, I am going to hire a therapist, if not now, but to hire a therapist to be able to have someone to talk to, have someone to be able to share some ideas and perspective with, and have an exchange. Because a lot of times, as much as I come on this show and I may give advice, some of it may be wise and things of that sort, I also need someone that I may need to talk to, a mentor or something of that sort. But however, I would say in a therapeutic aspect, I will hire or have someone as a therapy, you know, to help me to get through certain phases and stages in my life as well. So I'm looking forward to that happening. And there's nothing wrong with that, to focus on your mental health and progression in life. You know, it's nothing wrong with you if you have to take medication to help you to get over situations in life, you know, especially people who are suffering from PTSD. Okay, so when I say learn to forgive and forget, meaning when you get into the habit of when you're dealing with situations and you know not to take it personally what other people say or do to you, you know that it's easy for you to extend that forgiveness and to forget about it because you're not internalizing it and you're not letting another person's actions or words be the judge of who and what you are, or defining who and what you are, you know. So a lot of times, sometimes people take what people say as a critical moment, as something that's gonna change their whole life, you know, haphazardly. Like, for example, I watched this movie Clifford, and it was a wonderful movie. Clifford, the big red dog, is just, it just came out. You all can take your children out to go see it. It's a very enjoyable movie. And I listened to the guy, the young girl's uncle, when he said that, you know, he had the opportunity to go on, you know, TV live, and he expressed how his 5th grade or 6th grade teacher told him how he would never amount to anything in life. And I feel like at that point in time, he internalized that, and that affected him in his adult life. So basically what I'm saying is that from just that clip alone, it says so much to me, it spoke so much volume to me, and it was just an encouraging movie in itself. And I said to myself that, wow, how one little thing or what other people say and do can have an effect on that person. So sometimes, even as a person, you have to be careful in what you say and how you say certain things to other people, because sometimes you may perceive a person's behavior at one point in time as something that may be, you know, not agreeable, and we might stamp it and put it on, like, you know, put them on a life sentence, and that's not good. So I feel that, you know, whatever he was going through in his that moment in time, haphazardly, I'm just saying, you know, because a lot of people can relate to that. Whatever he was doing, he was just going through an experience, but that teacher, per se, put a stamp on, like a life sentence on him by saying that he's never going to amount to anything. And how the hell would that teacher even know that, you know, or be a psychic or whatever to even know that he wasn't going to amount to anything? That was just something that killed his dream, or killed something inside of him. You know, he could have been going through something, and then, you know, having a discouraging teacher to say that and impact his life in the way that it did, you know. So my whole thing is this, you know, it, like I said, it was a good movie, and my whole thing is, when you learn to forgive and forget, you know that you're more in control, you're more, you know, you're more present in life when you're able to not take things so personal. When you're able to have that emotional intelligence and stability in life, where you're not allowing people to get you out of character and things of that sort. So, being able to forget over time is just like, you look at it, if somebody wronged you or did something and you like that, I don't understand why they could have done something like that, like betray you or whatever. But at the end of the day, it was a learning lesson for you. And you know, next time, you know, some of the signs that may be similar, or you just know just in general that, you know, you may not want to experience that same thing again or whatever. So you may forget about the situation and move along, because you gotta treat every situation, every day, as though it's a new day. No matter if you have a pending issue at hand or something not going right, you have to treat each day as a new day, because you never know if things could turn for the good, or things could turn for the worse or the bad, okay? So you never know what can take place. It's all how you approach it, how you maintain the conditioning of what's happening to you, and knowing that it's only temporarily and not something that's not long term. Okay? Another factor of tuning out the past is stop giving the past relevance to what you experience in the present and for your future. If you're always bringing up the past and you always having it as a relevant point to your future, how are you going to be able to ever evolve. If you always use in the past as a blueprint for how you're going to be in the present and in the future, if that makes sense. So you have to make peace with your past and leave it in the past, so that way when you are in the present, you could continuously focus on your future and how you want it to be. You could be more, you could invest more energy into being realistic about the goals and things, you know, aspirations that you may have in life or the goals that you want to achieve. Over time, you could allow yourself to be more realistic in those approach and how you will plan and prepare for those things in the future, opposed to looking at the past as, oh, okay, nothing ever worked out in the past, so it's not going to work out now or in the future. So don't, you know, X out that mindset and allow yourself to look at each day as something new and as an opportunity for you to learn something new to live your life better in the future. Okay? Another factor in tuning out the past is to focus on the future and plan ahead. When you have your eyes on the prize, nothing in the past could ever intervene or sidetrack you in any kind of way or derail you from you achieving whatever it is that you have your mind set on. Nothing can affect that. Okay? So you want to be able to focus so much so on the future. Your future is the prize, because you can always change. There's different possibilities. Things are always changing and evolving. Nothing stays the same. Okay? It's forever changing. Okay? So this is how you acknowledge or how you are able to tune out the past. So that way you can be able to be open as well to what the Most High has for you, you know, and being able to be more acclimated to accepting, you know, what the Most High of the universe has for you to move forward in life. Okay, so now that I talked about tuning out the past, I want to highlight the inner value of things. Okay, so I'm going to talk about inner value. Okay, and I want you all to listen very carefully to the aspect of inner value. Okay, inner value has a lot to do with you trusting in yourself, evaluating your morality compass, and self-love and how important it is to you, and then being able to measure your gratitude factor, how appreciative you are. These are all inner values. These are things that people cannot give or take away from you. Okay? When you learn to trust yourself wholeheartedly, you'll be able to trust someone else. Because based off of how you trust yourself, if you know that you yourself have your best intentions at heart, and you know that you follow a certain pattern and discipline, then you know that you're able to trust people in a certain capacity. Okay? You know who to extend that trust to and who not to extend that trust to. Especially when you as a person, when you know you are being tempted, or when you know something is not for your good, greater good, you know not to indulge yourself in those things. And this is how you build up trusting for yourself. When you mean what you say, you say what you mean, and you follow through with whatever it is that you're doing for the greater good of your mental health or just you as a whole, as a being, those things are so imperative and important. Okay? And then evaluating your moral compass. How much morality do you have? Are you a careless person or a careful person? A careless person don't really focus so much on a morality compass. They don't really focus on that. But someone who do go through life careful and cautious, they do have a moral compass. They do have a certain discipline that may not be usual to the average person who is careless and do not have no moral compass in life. Okay? So based off of what you value, what you respect in life is what is your moral compass, something that brings inner value to you and highlight your characteristics as a person. Okay, and then self-love being important. Of course, you have to love you in order to give love and to receive love in a healthy, dynamic, and healthy way. Trust you me, love is not dysfunctional. Love is not confusing. It is not, chaotic at all. Okay, it is not. Love is love. It is what it is. And when you have it for yourself, you'll understand the value of why it's so important to love you first before loving anyone else. I'm not saying to be selfish, but to develop a love for yourself. Appreciate who and what you are. You cannot think that, okay, you gotta get your seek your validation for someone else to confirm that you are lovable in order for you to love yourself. That is a lie and a mechanism to just destroy you. Okay, you are never supposed to seek validation from other people to define your self-love or love compass that you have for yourself. Don't ever do that. That's a mistake that you do not want to make. Okay, you develop a self-love by appreciating every your existence, your being, how the Most High created you. I don't even care if you feel that you grown with a certain type of deformity or whatever the case might be, or you don't have all your limbs or whatever the case might be, you still appreciate life just in itself. Life is so valuable. It's very valuable. Still love and appreciate who you are, no matter if you do have a deformity or whatever the case might be. Love who you are, okay? Don't expect someone else to love who and what you are. And do know that when you love yourself, there are going to be other people that the Most High and that you will attract that will love you in its entirety. But when you have a certain type of indifference towards yourself and you always, having this critical judgment or this critical voice inside and you feel like something is wrong with you, you're going to attract people that may behave in the matter of what you're actually thinking, and it's going to keep highlighting that something is wrong. Opposed to you saying that nothing is wrong, I am perfectly beautiful, okay? Imperfectly beautiful, okay? We're not perfect in life, okay? We're not perfect. Even people that have all of their limbs and people who do not have any deformity, we're not perfect. We make mistakes, okay? And even if people have a mental, thing going on or whatever the case might be, somewhere down the line, they could learn to have a self-love, if that therapist or psychologist be able to help that person through acknowledging why it's good to take care of themselves, just starting out with that and then learning to love themselves and things of that sort. But I'm just saying on a general aspect, on a general plane for all my listeners, that self-love is so important. It's good to take care of yourself. It's good to, nurture yourself in a way that you may love another. So that way you can get that love back and you can give that love to other people. Okay, so learning how to take care of you, understanding you, is what's most important. And then, as I said before, as I was speaking about gratitude from the top of the show, I wanted to say when you are able to just be grateful and thankful for the small things in life, you can measure your gratitude factor as in how much you are grateful and thankful for in life. Think about all of the things that you have. Think about how a situation that you are in could have been worse, or someone have it worse than what you do. When you think of those things, it makes you appreciate life more in itself. Like, I came across this, it's like a story or a meme or whatever, I don't know, but they showed how a kid was so materialistic, caring about their shoes or whatever, the sneakers that they have, the latest material sneaker that they had. And then you had somebody that was in a wheelchair who can't even walk, couldn't even walk. And this person is concerned about sneakers. So the whole fact of the matter is that you if you appreciate materialistic things and you value that, guess what? When you move on to a different plane in life, you cannot take those things with you when you die. You can't take those things with you. But the whole fact of the matter of the person in the wheelchair and the guy caring about his sneakers, it just shows the disparity, the difference of the fact that, okay, this person in the wheelchair is more appreciative than this person who's caring about their sneaker. This person can't even walk. And you caring about something that you can't purchase or something that you don't have or somebody walking on your sneakers and things of that sort, those things are so insignificant and low vibrational. Okay, opposed to a person who's in a wheelchair, who can't even walk, but they appreciate life in itself. Okay, and they know what self-love is and they know how to take care of themselves. Okay, so I just wanted to highlight that and just show that sometimes we need to reevaluate what we appreciate and value in life. If it's linked to materialistic things, then we need to have a readjustment of, okay, how much value are you giving to this materialistic thing? You know, what historical point does this materialistic thing has? What does this materialistic thing define about you that makes you feel like you have an energy or ego boost in life? Is it really that serious? You know? So now that I talked about inner value, I want to talk about indecisive behaviors and inaction. Okay, so you're going through life and you just always have this moment in life where you feel stuck or you can't make a decision or you juggle in between two decisions and you know that eventually you're going to have to make one sound decision in order to move forward in life. A lot of times people always tinker between being indecisive and not making or taking action. So what happens is that people are questioning the situation or a person as too good to be true, especially when when the Most High sends someone into your life, or when you are experiencing something, whether you are in a location or an environment, you know, or when someone gives something to you, you look at it as something distrustful, or like I said, something that's too good to be true, and you questioning the situation. I'm not saying it's something wrong with you being cautious and careful about what is given to you, but when you know that you know without a doubt that the Most High has given you something as a gift, and you know at the end of the day, by you questioning it or you looking at the situation too good to be true, sometimes you could miss out on whatever encounter you were supposed to have in its entirety, or whatever you were supposed to learn from the situation or that person or whatever the case might be, because you are not only just being cautious and careful, but being distrustful, you know, of a person can prevent you from elevating because you don't really have a trust, a sound trust or healthy trust for yourself. So because of that, and you know that you are the type of person where, you know, maybe being nice to you is when you just trying to be manipulative and, you know, trying to take advantage of someone. So when you see someone that's really sincere and genuine and they showing traits that you pretend to portray, you think that that person is too good to be true or something, they out to get you. And that's not even so, you know. So my whole thing is this is what caused people to be in indecisive behavior or not take action in a situation because of them being distrustful. Sometimes the only person that you need to be checking is checking yourself. Okay. Another factor is conflicting issues with accepting what is best or just for you. You know, a lot of times I would say like relationships. People know that they outlived the relationship. They outlived a certain aspect in life and they want to keep prolonging it because they feel like they got strings attached to it, or they feel as though they can't do this because of XYZ. At the end of the day, you are an adult. You are an adult, and this message is for adults, not for young adults, but an adult. Okay? You are an adult to whereas you probably already have established, have a roof over your head, clothes, you have an occupation, you have all of those things. Nobody gave that to you because you earned it, right? So when you in a situation, those things are only secondary, okay? It's only secondary that you take on. And those secondary things that you take on to life, whether it's third, fourth, or whatever the case might be, and you cause it to be an attachment, and that's something that's going to help elevate you or help you to be able to determine whether you need to let something go and, you know, grow without, with or without that certain particular thing. When you can't make a decision about whether what's good for you and what's not, and you keep on being comfortable and complacent where you at, staying stuck, then you allowing yourself not to grow. You allowing yourself to de-evolve. You allowing yourself to miss out on whatever abundance that the Most High have for you. Okay, when you can't make a sound judgment on accepting what's best for you or what's just for you, you know, you allow yourself to be stuck in a conflicting mindset of wanting to move ahead but can't move ahead, wanting to flourish but you can't flourish. So it's like you always going back and forth where you're not even making no strides in life. And even if you do make a stride, being complacent, it's like you take 10 steps forward, excuse me, one step forward, and then you take it 10 steps back. Why? Because you haven't dealt with a foundational point in its entirety, and you just ignoring whatever needs to be fixed, or you're not taking action over something that you need to let go and cut out of your life. So this is why you always have that one step, two step, three step forward, or you taking 10 or 20 steps back. You always like, damn, every time I do take a step forward, I'm taking 10 steps back. It's not even one. What the hell? The hell is, you need to find what the pinnacle of the issue is. If you got to let somebody go in order to be successful in life, then that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. You cannot allow people, places, and possession to hold you back in life. And do believe you me that even when you go on this road or this path, it's a lonely path that you on. Not everybody gonna be able to go with you to where you need to go in life. So you have to cut people off. You have to learn and grow from other people and move forward in life and not stay stuck. They're not going to meet you at the top all the time. It's just going to be you, because this is your path. This is your life journey. Okay? So at the end of the day, as much as you want to be in control of a situation, you want things to be a certain way, the Most High might have a different plan for you. And you have to accept that for what it is in its entirety. You may have a whole different life than what you expecting or what you are complacent in. Okay, a whole different life that you need to be living, opposed to you just being complacent and routine in a life that you are living right now that's not really evolving. You're not even living out your purpose. Okay, so my whole thing is this. Understand, don't go through conflicting issues because you feel that you're leaving loved ones behind. Don't go through conflicting issues when you're doing what's best for you, whether it regards your happiness or not, but you're doing what's best for you and what's going to move you or take you to the next level. Okay, now if it's something that's going to cripple you in the end, and you know that there's a possibility of it crippling you because of how you have this, you know, trying to get over on people or trying to have this crab in a barrel mentality to get ahead, then do know that you only causing things to be backfired in your life eventually somewhere down the line if you're not taking a long road on the right road, if you're not doing that, okay? If you're trying to cut corners and you trying to get to where you railroad other people or trying to be condescending to get ahead on that lonely path, then you're going to keep having hiccups in life. You're going to keep having setbacks because you're not doing it the right way. Okay? The God way. The right way. Okay? If you're not doing it that way, then just believe you me that you're going to be the same typical person, crab in a barrel mentality, where you're not moving ahead in life and you're just going to keep having those setbacks in life. No matter how much you're able to see and have a clear vision in the future, the Most High is not going to open no doors or breakthroughs for you until you get shit right with yourself and with the situation. Okay? Like, for example, some people feel like they want to have sex. I want to say the other word, but they feel like they could sex their way to the top. And that's not how you do it. That's not how you do it. Or sex their way to get what they want in life. And that's not the way to do it. Some people might feel like that's the only route. That's the only way. And this goes for men and women at the same time. It's not the only way. It's not the only way, especially when you know that there's a Most High. And for those who know that there's a Most High and they still resort to doing low vibrational sugar, honey, iced tea shit, you still resort to doing low vibrational things, the Most High will judge you tenfold because you know better. You know better. How is it that you know that there's a Most High? You're somebody that's there, but you're still doing low vibrational things. That doesn't make sense. So it's an oxymoron, a hiccup that's going to always happen into your life. So you got to get it right. It's either you're going to get it right or go home. Stay stuck. Stay stuck. That's the only option that you will have in life. And I'm just keeping it real. Okay? So now when you move along to the fact of you clearing out the toxicity, you having a clear mind, you have a clear vision, and you realize, okay, this is what it's going to take for me to do what's best for me and not hurt anybody, because there's a way of how you can go about it, telling people in latent words, telling them, you know, that it's time for you to move ahead. And that you as much as you love and care about them, you got to move to the next level because you're doing what's best for you. Okay? And then what's just, meaning it's right. It's right. You should be doing it. You should be doing it, especially if you're in a relationship and it's toxic and you know that you're not happy and you gotten to a point or a realization that you need to exit, then of course it's just for you to make that decision to leave it and move ahead and see what the Most High has for you. It's just, not just you taking ownership and what's best for you, but it's just in your right to do that, to take that step and moving forward and doing what's just and best for you at the end of the day. So now when it moving along to the inaction and no response is an answer, unwelcoming. So basically, when a person don't want to take action or they don't want to give response to a certain situation, like I said, it is an answer. It is an answer that's unwelcome. And when people give you the silent treatment, when people ghost you for no apparent reason, or they don't want to make a decision about something and they want to sweep things under the rug, you know, those things are unwelcoming. And it causes people to give others, you know, the cold shoulder. And as I said, ghosting, having ghosting behavior when they don't want to take action. And to me, that's very immature. It's very immature when you can't make a decision as a man or a woman about something in your life and you choose to give a person a silent treatment as a way to have control or have that manipulative quality or mechanism over someone. It's not good. It still shows a level of immaturity and no growth, lack of growth at the end of the day. You as an adult, as a man or a woman, you should be able to make a decision, make a sound decision and be able to move forward ahead in life without being indecisive or not taking action about a certain situation or just being quiet. Being quiet ain't going to get you nowhere in life. Being quiet ain't going to feed you in life. It's not. It's really not. So at the end of the day, taking action and being able to make a decision, you have to be clear and cut on where you want to go in life, okay? Speak up. If you can speak up about other things in your life or talk about or complain about other things in your life, then you can speak up on what you need to take action on in your life and be able to give people a response of what you feel is right and best for you in moving forward in life, okay? And not being timid. Okay, so that's my thoughts on people who have indecisive behavior and inaction and things of that sort. And people who have those types of behavior are shady people, flaky people who don't know how to make a decision. And it's like you don't need those types of people in your crowd because those types of people want to stay stuck and not moving forward. And that's just point blank, period. So now moving along to conflicting issues with trust. So as I spoke about earlier, as far as in the value is trusting in oneself. People have conflicting issues with trust. And as I said before, some of that is because they don't have a healthy trust for themselves. Okay, they distrustful of others for no apparent reason, taking others for granted, or underestimating your abilities and intelligence, or underestimating other people's abilities and intelligence. Okay, this is where conflicting issues with trust happen and take place. Okay, first and foremost, when it comes down to having a healthy trust for yourself, I already gave the breakdown of what needs to take place. You need to be able to say to yourself that you're not going to betray yourself when you say what you mean and mean what you say, and you follow through with that, and you don't allow people to cross boundaries with you when you already set boundaries. Then you know that you have a healthy development of trust for yourself when you follow those boundaries and you don't let nobody cross certain boundaries with you. That's a healthy trust and dynamic that you have for yourself, okay? And people will only have no choice but to respect you and not disrespect you as a person or as an individual, okay? And then moving along to distrustful of others for no apparent reason. I already gave the gist of why somebody might be distrustful opposed to being cautious and careful of a person or situation. A person who's just distrustful and they showing snake quality ways about themselves, or they showing that they have a crab in a barrel, or a grimy and greasy mindset. At the end of the day, it just shows that that person is just distrustful. And at the end of the day, it's because of no apparent reason, but it's only because of the fact of that they know whatever qualities that this person may have genuinely, they know that they fake it. They fake it. And they know that they're not authentic. So because they have somebody that's authentic with real traits of being kind and nice, and they know that they only fake it to be kind and nice to get what they want and take advantage, this is why they be distrustful of other people in situations, because they not an authentic person, okay? So when a person say that they don't trust another person for no apparent reason, that's because they don't really trust themselves at the end of the day. And that's just point blank, period. Or when they say they see a person in their personality and they say, oh, I don't like that person or whatever, and they don't have no rhyme or reason, don't even know the person, it's because they don't trust themselves at the end of the day. That's just point blank, period. Okay? And this is why there's conflicting issues with trust and things of that sort. Okay? And then on top of that, taking others for granted. When the Most High sends someone in your life and you take them for granted, or whatever it is that they're doing, and you looking at it like they have an ulterior motive, or they trying to sham you or get over on you or take advantage of you, and when you think of all of these negative things about this person is not even true, at the end of the day, the Most High will have a way of showing you, listen, I gave you XYZ, and when I gave you this, this is how you treated it. You know, you took it for granted, okay? You know, people asking for stuff, asking the Most High to send you people or give you certain things, and when you get it, you take the shit for granted. And that's not cool. That's why it's always good to be in a state of gratitude all the time. If you are a person that you are careful and cautious, it's okay to give people the benefit of the doubt. But don't be so negative and pessimistic that you think it's so negative about the person that you're projecting your own views on another person, your own ideology and things of that sort on another person that's negative. Don't do that. Okay? Don't do that. Take a step back and say to yourself, you know what? Am I really looking at this situation right? You know, is this person really trying to do X, Y, Z or how I think it to be? You know, I don't even know this person or whatever the case might be. Just giving a hypothetical, okay? Sometimes you just got to take a step back because, like I said, you assume shit, you think shit, you're going to make an ass out of yourself, point blank, period, okay? So, moving along to underestimating your abilities and other people's intelligence. When you feel that you either can't measure up to somebody, whatever the case might be, that's a fact of having a low self-esteem, okay? You should always be open to the fact of always learning,
okay? Whether you feel that you match whatever it is that you you socializing with, or whatever the case might be, always be quiet and listen to learn, and then evaluate what you know from what you're actually learning, and don't underestimate your abilities and intelligence as a person. Don't do that. And then for those people who feel like they are know-it-all, and they feel that they get to know a person, they look at a person, never met the person, but they feel as though that they have the right to judge them, and then on top of that, underestimate their abilities and level of intelligence. Come on. When you do that, it causes you to be judgmental, point blank period, meaning that any opinion, any judgment that you have or make on another person is invalid at the end of the day. Because if you are pointing fingers or you trying to highlight their faults or flaws, just know that when you pointing the fingers, three, perhaps a half finger pointed back at you when you trying to highlight somebody's flaws or faults in life. Okay? Just know that. So, to have a healthy trust for yourself and for others, you need to reevaluate your trust factor. Do you mean what you say and say what you mean? Do you follow your boundaries? Do you prevent people from crossing boundaries with you? You need to evaluate those things to not have it as in a conflicting issue, to not have conflicting issues as far as your trust factor in life. Okay, so now moving along to the guilt period that people might have when they take people for granted, when they treat people any old kind of way, whatever the case might be, when the Most High sends a gift into your life, when you treat them a certain type of way, just know when you wrong someone and try to be strong at the same time, the Most High is going to break you down all the way or take or remove that person out of your life. Okay, to make you see, or even if it's a material possession or money that you're getting, the Most High will remove it or cause a hedge for you to realize what's most important in life. That's what the Most High will do. Okay, and then deliberately, if for those who deliberately intended to hurt someone due to a premature misconception or misunderstanding, when you assume, going back to assuming things, okay, it caused you to have a misconception and misunderstanding of someone. And then on top of that, because of your misconstrued conception and misunderstanding of a person, you choose to take action, but you take action in the wrong light, in the wrong way towards a person who's not, you wasn't even supposed to hurt. But you deliberately intended to hurt for whatever projection or whatever thought you was going through your head or misconception that you had or misunderstanding you had of a person. So now when you show your car, you show this person that you easy to portray them, or you easy to this, that, the third. You show yourself. You show that person who you is. And at the end of the day, I always say, when a person show you who you are, believe it. Believe it. Believe it. When a person show you their negative qualities about themselves, whether it's good or bad, believe it. This is who and what that person is, and it only gets worse. Point blank period. Okay, so that's my whole thing as far as, you know, people who, you know, deliberately hurt other people for no apparent reason, as they always say, hurt people hurt other people. You know, that's no excuse at the end of the day, because hurt people need to go on a healing quest, not hurt other people at the end of the day because they want them to feel what they feel. That's a no-go. Okay? No-go. Okay, just like when you're trying to live vicariously through someone else, it's not you experiencing it, it's the person actually experiencing it. And then on top of that, when you're projecting onto other people, you're projecting something that's not a reality to another person. You just want somebody to understand you and understand what it is that you're going through, your emotions and things of that sort. So it's good to take a step back. Emotional intelligence is looking at that not everybody think the way that you think. That's emotional intelligence. Emotional stability is when you know how to control yourself, control your emotions, okay? And not cause yourself to be in a hedge where you are prejudging other people and taking wrong actions towards other people. That's not even cool. It's not even cool at all. Okay, and last thing is reestablish your trust and have to actually prove yourself to the person. Sometimes that actually happens. When you show your card right away to another person, a negative quality about yourself, it's like you gotta go in limbo as far as trying to reestablish your trust or the reestablish the trust that you have with the person, because now that person is looking at you side-eyed like you capable of either betraying them, you capable of either hurting them deliberately for no apparent reason because you have a misjudgment, you capable of doing all negative shit to them because of one little action or thing that you did, and now you're trying to reestablish yourself because you know that you was wrong. Okay, but people who's wrong and strong at the same time, they wrong somebody and then trying to be strong at the same time, that, like I said, the Most High will break you down internally to the core. Okay, because you cannot be wrong and strong in life, or wrong somebody in life and think that you're going to get over in life. That's not how it works. The Most High keep recollection of everything that people do, whether it's seen or unseen. God, the Most High knows people's intentions. They know the ill will intentions that they have for people, whether it's good or bad. And because those things are unseen, the Most High still would judge you on those things that are unseen, that you're not even, you know, shown on the surface. But it shows through your actions eventually. If you are a manipulative person and you're trying to manipulate somebody else, the Most High still takes recollection of that and how you take action and your intentions at the end of the day. And then you can't say it's a mistake. You can't say it's a mistake. Oh, I made a mistake, this, that, the third. No, even in you making a mistake on the surface and you trying to get other people to believe it's a mistake, the Most High is going to judge you on your intentions that you had from the get-go, from the jump. Whatever intentions that you had from the jump and doing whatever you did that led to a quote-unquote mistake, that's what you're going to be judged on. Not what actually took place, but what your intentions were from the beginning. Okay, that's what counts. Okay, so a lot of times people had to go through this quest of reestablishing their trust with the other person and trying to prove themselves, but at the end of the day, you already showed your card and showed who and what you are. You showed your true colors already. Okay, and then moving along to last thing, a recollection of the Most High gift. How people miss it, you know, miss these things, you know, this abundance or gifts in life. You know, the Most High will send certain people or situations or have you to be in a certain environment unexpectedly. You know, it's not going to happen where you have a dream and you see everything happening from the beginning to the end. It's not going to happen like that. It happens unexpectedly to where you're not expecting it, but, you know, it happens. And the Most High will send so much abundance in your life. And it's like you will know it, you'll realize it, and you'll feel it over time that, wow, that, you know, the Most High is actually, you know, things are going right in my life, things are happening, you know, things are looking up for me, and I feel like, you know, there is, you know, some people say a God or whatever, or Most High, but I just classify it as a Most High, or the universe is just, you know, really showering you with abundance in your life and things of that sort, okay? So, like I said, it's an unexpected abundance that appears in your life. You're not expecting it, and you know, it just happens. Now, if you're not in the right state of mind, or you've divert to a low vibrational mindset, then the Most High is going to snatch whatever it is immediately away from you, because you cannot operate in a low vibrational mindset and the Most High flourish you with abundance in your life, or you going through a divine path or whatever in life, whatever the case might be. The Most High cannot give you those things because you're not going to be able to know how to manage it, okay? So it's just like having a child. You don't give a child a baby or a five-year-old something that's very valuable because you know that they're going to play with it, a toddler going to play with it or try to break it if it's something that's very valuable. So you know not to give it to, you know, a toddler, whatever the case might be, like, let's say an iPad, okay, or something that's really valuable. You don't give it to a toddler if you know that they're not going to take care of it in its entirety. You might want to give it to an older child who may be 13, 14, because they might be able to manage it well. I'm just giving a prime example that you just don't give certain things to certain people if they unprepared to be able to operate it or be able to deal with those things in life. So this is what I'm trying to say as far as with the Most High is not going to give you something that you cannot manage or hold in life. So another factor is sending the right people into your life to help accelerate you to the next level. You know, someone had gave me a quote before when they said, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So sometimes when you are ready to learn or go through that learning quest in life, or you're trying to move to the next level, the Most High is going to send people into your life to help you, to bring you to where you need to be at in your life currently. And then last thing, when you might go through special encounters in life, you will be able to witness, or sometimes, you know, witness like a divine action or something that happened miraculously, and only you can only take an account of it or witness it. So sometimes the Most High will do that to let you know that, you know, there's someone watching, you know, that's of the unseen, and that, you know, sometimes things that are unseen or unheard of can happen, actually happen in life. Okay, and then when the Most High or the universe sends you signs that are definitive answers for you, only you can know to be factually and true. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes we say to ourselves, you know, God, or, you know, the Most High, send me a sign or give me an answer. And when the Most High do give you a sign or an answer, believe you me, you know that it's factual and true. Now, if you are not, you don't have common sense and you like, okay, nah, this is not true, you still go back to being low vibrational, then the Most High is not going to accelerate you to the next level if you divert to being distrustful or doubtful of something that the Most High gives you definitively, you know, a sign or an answer. Okay, it's not for you to question, you know, if the Most High already answered, you know, in the way that you know to be factual or true. Okay? All right. So, last thing but not least, being that I talked about the recollection of the Most High, being able to give gifts, how it appears in your life, I wanted to talk about the absence of wisdom and abundance in your life. Sometimes when we take that left turn and not going right, you know, when you take what the Most High has given you as a gift for granted, whether you have a gift and you using it for something that's not cool and you doing it for negative reasons, if you do have a gift and you not utilizing it right, the Most High will eventually take that away from you, okay? When you're incapable of appreciating the small things in life, the Most High wouldn't, you know, bless you or give you any abundance in life if you can't even appreciate the small things, such as thanking the Most High or the universe for just life in general. Okay, and then the absence of wisdom is when you no longer have a divine connection with the Most High. So that means you are of the low of lows, meaning you are of, you know, dark mass, you know, in your dark shadow self, you're doing dark, you know, negative stuff that's not even cool. So basically that inner sacred voice that you have, it drowns out, you know, the other voices that you may have in your head that are maybe critical and egotistical. That's basically, I'm just trying to highlight how you have a divine connection with the Most High. But when you don't, of course, it's going to be something that's discombobulated and not in coherence with the Most High, or as far as you having a divine connection and things of that sort, is total opposite. So the absence of wisdom would not be with you, and you would no longer have a sound judgment or be able to make a sound judgment, and you'll find yourself always making the wrong decision or in chaotic situations. Okay, so this is what happens when the absence of wisdom or an abundance is not present in your life. You know, things will just start to decompose or, you know, deteriorate in your life, and you don't understand why, and it's because of you being in a low vibrational state at the end of the day. So with that being said,
I thank you all for listening to The Memoirs of Her. Bye-bye.